News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So, we were in the Triple Dipper. We didn't quite get really going on it. I'm going to jump into number two of the Triple Dipper, spend some time talking about our military. But I'll say this too, as we hit this final half hour, if you want to call in and talk about anything we've talked about on the show today so far, we've talked about education, school choice. We've talked about the conversation with Dr. Wayne Reynolds, referencing back to the conversation we had yesterday. We also talked a lot about just wokeness. And I had a whole section there that was just funny, sad, and funny, that I called What's All the Fuss, Libs? We got plenty of stuff out there, one of which is the fact that our own state Senator Roger Smitherman, who serves in the Democrat Party from Birmingham, has been in opposition to the idea that the national anthem should be played in schools and public settings because it's racist. That's what I said. That's what he said. It's racist. Anyway, enough of that. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. And by the way, I got to tell you, we have some great team members that we call them team members, sponsors for the show. And it has been a joy to have some of these join us here just most recently. And if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, let me just say, it doesn't just happen because you call the station per se. Right Side Radio, we can put you directly. If you want to advertise on this show, the most sure means of doing that is to contact Right Side. And you can do that just by going to the website, rightsideradio.org, click on the contact tab, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. We will jump on it, and we'll have you on there. That's exactly what happened with the one I'm about to tell you about. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning did exactly that. And Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is now one of our team members. I love to talk about them because they are they're like the salt of the earth. This is America right here. This is an owner-operated, veteran-owned small business right here in our area. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surroundings. And listen, I always say they're like a one-stop shop for all of your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And the cool thing is, the guys at Vandy's, they are not going to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, what they're going to do is come out and give you a free estimate before they do anything. And so listen, James Vandergriff, the guy who owns the company, a veteran of Afghanistan himself, he's serving his community again by providing really solid quality care for all of your HVAC needs. So here's the deal. You want help with your heating and air? Call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. All right, so speaking of veterans and that kind of thing, got an article right here. I'm doing number two on the Triple Dipper. I may not even get to number three. In fact, I guarantee you I'm not now. But number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm just calling this military moves. So here's the thing. Story off DefenseNews.com. Title of it is U.S. Military Readies to Walk and Chew Gum as Multiple Crises Loom. DefenseNews.com says as of a few days ago, roughly 100,000 Russian troops amass around Ukraine. A series of emerging crises around the world, the Middle East, China, North Korea, are also demanding the full attention of NATO and particularly its most powerful member, the United States. Yeah. And it goes on to say, there's a growing sense among national security experts that the crisis in Ukraine is just one of many conflicts on the precipice, putting pressure on the NATO alliance and member countries to address. So what we're looking at here, folks, is don't take your eyes off the big picture is what I'm saying. And I think this audience, all you Right Side ruffians, I think y'all get it. And this is not something that's alien to y'all, especially with the veteran community we have in this particular audience. But what I'm saying here is we've got China, Taiwan, we've got Syria with Russia and the Assad regime mixed in together. We've got still instability around the question of Iran and the nuclear deal and Israel and what's going to happen if Iran moves forward with nuclear capability. Will Israel strike? I believe they would. And then on top of that, you've got, of course, Ukraine. What is happening in Eastern Europe right now is significant, and it's the largest massing of troops we've seen since Desert Storm. Well, in this particular article, which I quoted earlier, one retired three-star who serves, you know, as a director of the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, retired Lieutenant General Charles Hooper, he says he doesn't see double invasions of Ukraine and Taiwan together, but I think it's also interesting, me talking now, that you've got Putin and Xi having a meeting very soon. Military, keep your eye on the big picture, because we're going to have to walk and chew gum at the same time, is what that article is saying, and I agree. I do have a caller. I'll pause the talk about military and take Dwight from Russellville on line three. Hey, Dwight, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, man, I was just calling in, and last time we talked, I neglected to thank you for your service. I want to do that now.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much.
I was calling in. Yeah, I'm an old Special Forces guy. As far as the constitutional carry field, the sheriff's not realized the only people that's going to affect are law-abiding citizens, because the criminals don't care. They're going to carry anyway.
Yeah.
And 99% of people that are law-abiding, the first thing that we do on a traffic stop is say, I'm armed and I'm not a threat to you.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is to change one procedure with the sheriffs or police. As you walk up to the car, ask a simple question, are you armed? That's my 2 cents.
Totally agree, Dwight, and thank you for that. And, yeah, the other people that it's going to affect is the sheriffs, who will lose the revenue from the permits, and that's the truth. And I hate it for them, and I've been down there in some of those debates when the bills got sideways, and we passed them out of the Senate before and watched the House not do anything. Now the House has got a bill, but they're watering it down already, is what I'm hearing from Jeff Poore. But Dwight, thank you, man. Hey, and Dwight, thank you for your service. I appreciate you very much. Airborne all the way. All right, so jump back onto that as I talk to a retired SF guy. Here's a storyline. I find this, so we're talking about military moves. Things that are happening that impact the military. I mean, right now, as President Biden is deploying 3,000 troops. Now, by the way, 3,000 troops in addition to the 8,500 that he's already got on standby. All right, so 8,500 U.S. troops that are CONUS-based are on a sort of a ready posture right now. So as the Rapid Reaction Force for the United States is on ready status, he went ahead and pulled the trigger, no pun intended, and sending 2,000 soldiers from the 82nd and the 18th Corps with an additional 1,000 from an Army Striker Squadron to be forward deployed into Romania, Germany, Poland. We're occupying aspects of Eastern Europe right now with some of our rapid deployment force. In the meantime, though, other things are happening. The Department of the Army announced yesterday afternoon. I've got this pulled right off of army.mil. Department of the Army to initiate separation of COVID-19 vaccination order refusers. Under a directive issued by Secretary of the Army Christine Warmoth, commanders are to initiate involuntary administrative separation proceedings against any soldier who has refused the COVID-19 vaccination order and does not have an approved or pending exemption request. This order applies to regular Army soldiers, reserve component soldiers serving on Title 10 active duty, and cadets. So what we're looking at here, though, I find it odd that they would even bother to say, unless, of course, they have a pending exemption request. I got news. The exemption requests appear to be virtually worthless. You've got, just according to what the army.mil is saying, as of January 26th, the chart that I have in my hands says that 96% of the active Army is now considered vaccinated. Okay, good for them. However, there are a number of people. There are, let's see, do your math, Phil, 3,619 medical and religious exemptions that have been requested. You know how many have been approved? Six. Why even freaking bother, Secretary of the Army Christine Warmoth? Why even bother saying, this doesn't apply if you have a pending request? Well, because pending requests apparently mean not. That's just the Army, by the way. We're hearing this across the board. So the permanent religious exemptions, 2,910 religious exemptions were requested by Army personnel, of which zero were approved. Zero. Zero have been approved. Zero. Of the permanent medical exemption requests, 709 have been requested. Six have been approved. Six. Just six. I'm just going to tell you, folks, it's a clear indication that the request for exemption in uniformed services right now means nothing. And the Department of the Army is moving forward with an involuntary administrative separation. Now, the problem that I've got with that, too, is an involuntary separation, I think, could actually void you from your retirement. Even if you are in sanctuary, I talked to a JAG officer the other day about this. Even if you are in what we call sanctuary, in the active Army, if you hit 18 years, unless things have changed, I don't think they have, if you hit 18 years, 20 years you're vested. 18 years, though, you're considered sanctuary. Sanctuary meaning they can't get rid of you unless it's for good cause, like they have no choice. In this case, what we're looking at is an involuntary separation, which I'm concerned is going to cause some people who could have otherwise been in sanctuary finishing out their term to literally be told, and you don't get your retirement because you didn't take the needle. And by the way, I say it all the time on the show, I'm not anti-vax. If you want to get the shot, I totally understand. The way this mandate has been handled, the lack of transparency, the lack of consideration is galling to me. And the very idea that what I'm about to say next happened at all, here's a story off Fox News, dated today. A Navy chaplain is among the sailors who have been denied a religious exemption to COVID-19. A chaplain. Now, let me ask you, who is more likely to have the absolute bona fides, the proof, if you will, that a religious exemption is legitimately based than someone who is actually in the clergy? I mean, what do you got to say? What do you got to do? Chaplain in the U.S. Navy Reserve said Wednesday the military is being used by the Biden administration as a nice little test group that can't say no. That's what he said. After he said he was denied a religious exemption to the COVID-19 vaccine. By the way, he is very close to his retirement of 20 years. Very close. And he's been told now that he may miss out on crucial retirement pay and benefits if he's dismissed before hitting that 20-year mark. He says, it's a kick in the gut for sure. He said, if I lose retirement benefits that way, that's going to be a pretty significant burden to me and my family. At the same time, he said, this is a fight worth having, and I do not think this is a lawful order. The chaplain is also a pastor, said his religious exemption request was recommended for approval by his commanding officer, but was rejected at Big Navy. There you go. Apparently, the exemptions mean nothing in the military. Copper, move us to a break. When we come back from this, I will jump on the last few things that I've got regarding military moves, and I will save the world of COVID number 3 on the Triple Dipper for tomorrow. Folks, we got lots of doings going on here at Right Side Radio. Lots of doings. I'm excited about where this show is headed, and I appreciate this audience more than you could possibly know. And by the way, shout out to all of my listeners out in California who download the podcast. Second highest grouping we've got in the podcast are folks from California, like close to 500 of them, I think. Thank you. California, we love you. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, if you are thinking about what you're going to get to eat on the way home, let me just make a suggestion to you. The folks over at our friends at Just Love Coffee Cafe, they've got it going on with the menu. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you ought to see some of the things that they've got on their. And by the way, the other day I told you about their desserts. Let me just refresh your memory, because this is the kind of thing that you can get at either one of their locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. They've got all the best coffees you could possibly imagine. But then they've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu, and they've got desserts, and they've got waffles. So like here's one. Everyone loves their stuffed Nutella, right? Stuffed Nutella, you heard me. But they got a thing too called the Very Berry Biscuit Pie. I read this out the other day and it just made my mouth water. So a fresh biscuit rolled out and stuffed with fresh blueberries and strawberries, waffled and topped with ice cream cheese, with cream cheese icing, cinnamon sugar, and whipped topping. And by the way, this is a local menu option only. It's not like you can go to any Just Love Coffee at other places. Just only the ones here in Huntsville and Madison have the Very Berry Biscuit Pie. You got to check it out. Just Love Coffee. Wow. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Cool place to hang out. Use the Wi-Fi. Have a cappuccino or a cup of good black coffee and a great menu. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. All right, we're winding down the show right now. I did the last part of the show on what I call military moves. And, you know, we've got a lot going on right now, but a big part of what's happening, and even today I saw it, General Jack Keane, as I was sitting here in the studio, he was on Fox doing an interview on the big screen, and just basically talking about the fact that a lot of what we're seeing right now in terms of struggles militarily, a lot of what we're seeing right now is in part because we have a president who just completely botched a withdrawal from a war zone. Now, by the way, don't mistake me. As a veteran of Afghanistan myself, I am not of the belief that we needed to stay there in terms of the broad spectrum. Now, I personally believe that it was a site, Bagram Air Base was a site that we should have kept. I think that we could have arranged an opportunity just like we do in Germany and Japan to say post-war, we'd like to have a base here and work it out. You have a status of forces agreement. You actually pay rent. You buy their utilities. It winds up being good for their economy as well as us having a forward projection into a part of the world where things are always tough. Well, I'll just close the show with this. A brand new report has come out. Granted, it was by Republicans on the Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs, but it is still a very detailed report about the botchedness, if you will, the botched Biden withdrawal from Afghanistan. And they cite several things, not the least of which is the fact that 13 service members were killed just in the withdrawal alone. And the report places the blame on the hands of senior leaders and noting, by the way, that no one has been held accountable for it, not a single person. And then on top of that, you got the fact that Bagram Air Base was abandoned. And the report even says the United States abandoned Bagram Air Base on July 4th without even telling the Afghan base commander. And in the process, the administration abandoned the facility that could have been critical to a better evacuation, not to mention forward projection, in my opinion. All right, that's some more kind of a show we had today, folks. Listen, I appreciate y'all. It's all worth doing because you're out there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. A whole audience full of people we call right side ruffians, people who will look at the news and say, you know what, not on my watch. You guys stay engaged. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow, too. Have a great night.